Hi, Nippy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bagel Mic, powered by Student Voice, where students lead the way. We are students from Winnebago Public Schools, broadcasting from the Winnebago Native American Reservation in Winnebago, Nebraska. This podcast is created by us for the world. Let's start by introducing ourselves.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Shawnee.
My name is Etta. Today's episode is about what makes working with others powerful. Before we begin, we want to share something we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for shelter.
I'm thankful for my dog, my sister, my mom and dad, and grandma and Choka.
Now, let's get into it. Once again, the topic we are talking about is what makes working with others powerful. So, what does like good teamwork look like?
When you like work on the subject as a team and you don't get off task.
Yeah, working as a team is like really, really important because like, so is listening, like hearing other people's ideas. It could help a lot with the stuff you're doing. What about you, Sean?
Always a great team in whatever task you're on and just worked on it.
Yeah, you gotta try and like focus on that.
Yep.
Because if you don't focus, you're gonna get like, off task and then, you know, it's not gonna come out as well and maybe you won't get the work done.
Yep.
So, in the past, when have you ever felt proud of your group?
When we get like questions right and more.
Mine was in like the fourth grade and we were doing posters and stuff and our group pretty much did really good and we did really well in the presentation and the poster and our grade was good. What about you, Sean?
Like how proud like you're writing, saying and spelling words.
Why is listening important when like you're working together in like a group?
Sometimes I answer questions, sometimes I just stay quiet.
Oh, why do you stay quiet?
Because most of them I don't know.
I think listening is important because like, what if you miss like a detail that can ruin the whole project or something? Whatever you're doing, you should always listen and like try and focus on like whoever's speaking and all the ideas people are saying. Like, awesome. How does like trust help a group succeed?
If you lose trust, nobody could trust you because that means you're like lying. And lying's not a good thing. You can't buy your way back into it.
No, you can't. And like, trust is like very important because like, they can trust you with like the work and stuff. And if they don't trust you, maybe you guys keep arguing, lying, and all that stuff, and you can never get anything done.
So if you're lying and getting questions wrong, don't lie, and then if you want to be trusted, you have to be trusted.
By telling the truth.
Yep.
So, personally, I do not play sports.
Yeah.
Or mostly. But like, how does teamwork connect to sports or activities?
Sometimes in football, teamwork, you need teamwork because you have to pass the ball. It's a sport like that, same as baseball.
With all like the positions and like the bases, like all the things, the places people are supposed to be, and then you gotta keep that teamwork so you guys can win or. You know, like, succeed in whatever you're doing.
In basketball, you need to work really hard in team and pass the ball and dunk it so that you can win something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean? Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's very correct. So, like, connection. Like, how does teamwork connect to our community or our culture?
I really don't know.
I feel like it's important, like, for a culture and community, because like, you gotta trust like the police officers or whoever's helping around in like the community. And in our culture, you gotta like trust others to, you know, keep like the reservation like clean and stuff for the community and for like the culture.
You need to trust someone who's a trusted adult and then get away from not untrusted people.
The culture. You gotta like maybe someone is making like maybe something for you for like powers or something. You gotta like trust them. And like you gotta tell them what like you want for the things, and then, you know, also hosting powwows and stuff like that. And like, what happens when everyone contributes into like whatever you're doing?
You could like answer quicker and figure out problems faster.
Yeah. Mhm. And it also gets like the that gets the work done faster, makes the process a little shorter, so you guys can finish earlier. Sean, what happens when like everyone participates in something?
And then you need to participate with someone like you kind of work with, and then someone who needs you.
Yeah. Like participating is really like, it's pretty much necessary to participate in like anything that you're working on. Like, it doesn't matter if it's like school, sports, or anything above. You should always participate. And like what can encouragement change in a group's energy?
It makes them focus easier and keeps them on task.
Yeah, it keeps them like motivated and stuff, so they can get like, they can keep working.
Yeah.
So that's why it's always best to, you know, help your teammates out, encourage them to like do what they're good at for like the project or whatever you're doing.
You need to help your team, and then you need to help them so that you can make your team better, then you can win a championship or a tournament or something like that.
Yeah, for like sports.
Yeah, for like sports, yeah, basketball, like, football.
You gotta like encourage your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the ultimate and like the most final question: why are we stronger together than alone when working?
It makes it easier to figure out problems faster and like easier.
Yeah, there's like more people to help you out, and you can help out the other people if they're struggling with something, you know. And like, that can help get the work done a little faster. And then, like, if you're alone, you don't really have that much help. Unlike if you're in a group and like, you know, there's always others to help you when you're in a group. And yeah. What about you, Sean?
You need to stay, keep healthy. If you're actually alone, then you have friends like that can be with you, and then just get some sleepy, get enough food, enough like that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. You are rich, Johnny.
Thanks for listening to the Big Ol' Mike. We hope our voices made you think, feel, or smile today. Remember, your voice matters, our story matters, you matter. Thank you. See you all again. Wa ini gib shana.
Jorage honey chuck chewy.